So one more douche here, we'll do this first one, then I'll ask you to stop, then we'll do the second one. Okay, this is the, in the matter of the application of Houston Telecom for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide resale and facilities-based local exchange service within Utah. Docket number 09251701. And we'll note that the division's attorney is here. Mr. Ginsburg, do you want to make an appearance, please?
Yeah, Michael Ginsburg for the Division of Public Utilities, and Ron Slusher will be the division's witness.
All right. And we are also here in docket number 09251901. And Mr. Slusher, let me just go ahead and swear you in for both of these dockets. Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead on Houston.
Can you go ahead and the division filed a memorandum on Easton on December 14th, 2009. Can you give a brief summary of the recommendation?
Yeah. Easton Telecom filed an application for CPCN on November 23rd, 2009. The division reviewed the technical, managerial, and financial abilities of the applicant and found that they had provided the necessary information to fulfill the requirements required by the state. With that, the division recommends that the commission allow the CPCN. The division also recommends that the $100,000 bond be waived, so it won't require deposits or prepayments of any kind. The applicant also plans to provide services in the exchange areas excluding areas 5,000 lines or less, and local exchange carriers with fewer than 30,000 lines.
That's all that we have.
All right, thank you. And we'll go ahead and make a recommendation to the commission that they approve the certificate and this docket number. Thank you. I think we're just going to record the second one.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's going to take...